Okay, Suda Savra. So, what is that? When we look at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch over here in Siman Shin Ayin Ches, it is formulated as an Iser Lechol Mishalo. There's a din that an Avel can't eat from his own food, rather, his friends and neighbors have to bring him food. And we'll have to see if beyond that there's a din of Suda Savra. Or is it just basically an Iser Achila Mishalo? So what is the reason for this Iser? So if we look at Rabbeinu Yerucham, quoting from the Rush, it's actually quoted at the end of our Siman in Beis Yosef. So he says, the pshat is like this. The source, first of all, is the pasuk in Yechezkel that says, V'lechem anashim lo sochel. So the Gemara, as we'll see from all of these, most of the Dinei Avelos are derived from this pasuk, or many of them. The idea is Hashem's telling Yechezkel, do not observe Dine Avelos in your situation, from which we extrapolate that under normal circumstances, an Avel must or must not do these things. And therefore, when Hashem says to Yechezkel, don't eat Lechem Anashim, meaning other people's food, that teaches us that an Avel is normally Aser Lechol Mishalo, and he must eat other people's food. So what's the reason for this din? So says the Rosh, Vatam, Ki avil doig v'nenach al meisov, enu choshesh lachol ki ritzon ol amos, hu, gam kein, al kein tzivot lachol mishal achem. This avil is so distraught that he wants to die. He's giving up on life. He's not going to eat. And therefore, the Torah commanded that his friends take care of him, look after him. So, what's the idea? It's a very interesting idea. Now, there's really be'etzem, the iser of eating mishalo, it would seem, is agav. We want to make sure that his friends take care of him, give him food, because if we don't give him food, we're afraid he's not going to eat at all. To ensure that his friends take care of him, we make it aser for him to eat his own food. And that will force his friends to give him food and take care of him. Now, what's interesting about this reason is the Yerushalmi, which the Torah cites and the Beis Yosef cites, writes that it's mutter for the Avel to fast. So the idea of Suda Savra is to make sure he doesn't fast. So then why is it mutter for him to fast? So now there are those who say it's also to fast. The Beis Yosef brings down from the Or Zeruah that it's also for him to fast beyond Mishon. But assuming that we accept this Yerushalmi, that it's mutter to fast, why is it consistent with this idea of Suda Savra? Now, what's interesting is that the Beis Yosef quotes that the Riva fasted on the first day. But why? It wasn't Alstainis. It's an interesting idea. It was Lo Ratzale Hanos Mishal Acherim. Meaning to say, the Gemara Chulin, for example, tells us about the famous story of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradio, and not who was it? His donkey, Chamoro shel, who was it?
This one here.
Pinchas ben Yair. Thank you. That the story of Pinchas ben Yair, the Gemara Chulin says that he was very makbid not to be nene mishal achirim. He didn't even want to go to Rebbe's house, even though Rebbe invited him. There's that whole interesting story over there. Anyway, so that is why the Riva didn't, he fasted, because if he would have eaten, it would have been aser for him to eat from himself. So memela, he sort of avoided the whole halacha, the whole din, by fasting the first day. It wasn't really Alstainis. Maybe the point here is that we want to make sure that the Avel is taking care of himself. And not because he's so distraught, failing to take care of himself. That's really the source of this din. And as long as that's happening, it's okay. And so if the Avel wishes to fast, so according to these Rishonim, it's mutter for them to fast. But the Iser Lechol Mishal Atzmo is designed, it's to make sure that he's not neglecting himself. And therefore, it it creates an obligation upon others to see that he's cared for. And in Shulchan Aruch Sif Gimel, we do paskin that it's mutter for the Avel to fast if he so chooses. Are there any other reasons given for this? So I saw in the Abar Benel in Yechezkel on that pasuk in Perek Chaf Dalet, I think it's pasuk Yedayim, he gives a different reason for the idea. He writes, "Umepnei she'acharei kfuras hameis lo yitzarcha avel alechas leknos bar v'lechem u'mazon l'machalot tzivu shelo yochal pam rishona mishalo ki im mehavras o'avav." In other words, the reason we don't want the avel, not because he's so distraught and we're afraid he's going to try to kill himself, like the Rush says, but rather he's going to get home from the Levi. He's not going to have any food in his house. So therefore, we don't want him to have to go out and start buying food at this point. That's the reason why there's the Isser Lechol Mishalo. Again, it's sort of this agav point. Really, the point is that we want his friends to take care of him. And to ensure that his friends take care of him, then we Aser Lechol Mishalo, maybe because we know that if we don't make it Aser, then he's going to refuse the help. So this will allow him to be able to accept that help. There are other reasons given. Some point out that this is a din of Nichum Avelim, and we'll explain, we'll see Rios for that concept a little bit later. Interestingly, the Shevet Yehuda says the exact opposite reason is the Rush, though could be that both are true. He says that the reason why it's Aser Lechol Mishalo is because we're afraid he's going to gorge himself, because he's so distraught. He's going to, I don't know, eat two tubs of ice cream or something. And so therefore, if we aser it, so his friends will bring over, normal food, and he'll eat, reasonable way. So it could be both are true. Like the Rosh says, we're afraid he's going to starve himself. And like the Shevet Yehuda says, we're afraid he's going to gorge himself. So either way, we make sure we aser Lechol Mishalo, and this will ensure that he's taken care of. The poskim discuss, is this dafka the first suda or the first day? So the simple lashon of the Gemara is aser lechol mishalo the first day, lav dafka the first suda, and that's the view of Tosfos. However, the Rush says no, it's only a din in suda rishona, and we find elsewhere, as the Beis Yosef points out, where the lashon is like the first day, but it really just means the first meal. Like by Pesach, it says that you can't have these fancy matzah rolls, matzah shira, on the first day of Yantif. It doesn't mean the first day. It means the first night at Leil HaSeder. During the daytime meal, you could have it. So how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch is meikel like the Rush. Halach k'divrei meikel ba'avel. And therefore, it's only aser for Lechol Mishalo for the Suda Rishona. Once he's eaten his first meal, if he wants to eat more later on in that day, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's mutter. Now, the significance of applying the rule of Halach k'divrei meikel ba'avel over here is significant, and we'll get back to that in a moment. But it's worth pointing out that the Gra over here seems to disagree. He paskins like Tosfos, maybe Rabbi Vega as well. And we'll also talk about that. Why would the Gra not apply the rule of Halach k'divrei meikel ba'avel? Is it because he thinks that the Lashon of the Gemara doesn't sound like the Rush, which is true. The Pashuk Shana Gemara is certainly not like the Rush, but doesn't sound that way, I think, from the Gra, because the Gra does not make that deal from the Gemara. He just says Tosfos disagrees. So we have here Machlokas HaPoskim, whether we paskin it just the first meal or the whole day. But everybody agrees that it's not going to be, even the Rush agrees, it's not going to be the first meal if it's the second day. So it's not a kula and a chumra. You might have thought that, since the Rush says it's only the first meal, so let's say he doesn't eat at all the first day, then it would apply for the first meal of the second day. No, that's not true, even according to the Rush. That's why it's considered a kula, and that's why the Beis Yosef says that's thinking to pass on like the Rush is begeder halach k'divrei meikel ba'avel. Right? If the Rush held that it would be the first meal, whether it's the first or second day, then the Rush would be both a kula and a chumra. Okay. Menachem, we talked about Tarti de Sastri, but you missed it. So the big question over here is, what is the geder of Sudas Havra? Meaning to say, well, actually, I think we didn't talk about it because you weren't there. So, by the way, you missed it. I'm sure it'll come up again. You could even say it comes up over here, but I don't think it does. So what is the gader of Suda Savra? Okay. So what do I mean? What's the gader? Is there such a thing as a Suda Savra? Is it a Din Suda? Or no, it's simply like the Shulchan Aruch implies, at least at the beginning of our Siman, and like the Torah implies, it's just an Isser Lachal Mishalo. There's no Din of Suda Savra. So from the Torah of the Shulchan Aruch, like we said at the beginning, it sounds like it's just an Isser Lachal Mishalo, though again, maybe from the end of this Siman, so some of the Dinim that might point to a Din that there is a Suda. Now, it sounds like actually, maybe from the Gemara Ksubos, Daf Chasamud Beis, that there was an aspect to Suda. The Gemara says over there that Asara Kosos Tiknu Chachamim Beveis Avel Shlosha Kodem Achila Kedei Laftach Bnei Meya V'Shlosha Besoch Achila Kedei Lishros Achil Bnei Av Arba La'Acher Achila Echad Keneged Azan V'Echad Keneged Berchus Arz V'Echad Keneged Boni Shlai V'Echad Keneged Tov Meitiv. And then they added another 4 cups, 14 cups of wine at this meal. Wow. And then they said, oh my goodness, people are starting to get drunk. So Hechzer Adar Yoshno. Maybe that's a din of Suda Savra. That's why there's a chi of Yayin, but it's not a raya. Because maybe it's just like Rashi says, it's over there in Ksubos, it's Tinu Shechar Love Yayin Lari Nefesh. Rashi does say associate that with Havra. He says Asar Kosos Lahavro Slow. But it doesn't mean necessarily that that's a din of a Suda. Perhaps it's a machlokas rishonim over here. If you take a look, the Beis Yosef writes from the Hagos Maimonios that lo sagi shelo yochal ha'avel basar v'yishde yayin bavra. So it sounds like the Hagos Maimonios thinks that there is this mitzvah suda savra, and that's we have to have basar v'yayin. Now, and as opposed to maybe others who say, no, there's no chiva basviya in the Darkei Moshe quotes that according to the Ramban, everything is totally in a minig, eat whatever you want. Whatever the minig is no din of basviya. But even if we go back to that Gos Maimonios, is it real? It's really strange when you think about it that there should be a chiva of basviya. I mean, usually we associate basviya with simcha, right? Nyantif, we have a mitzvah of basviya, which is a very odd thing then to have at a base avel and to make it obligatory. What's it coming from? So maybe it's interesting, Shaila, but maybe it's l'chora, it has nothing to do with simcha. Certainly that's pashat. I think if you look at the Gemara in Tainus on Daf Yud Gimel on the base, so the Gemara says like this, Igadam Riyam Rava, Avel Aser B'tzainin Kol Shiva, so here we're talking about the din of Rechitza. And Avel can't even use cold water. So what's the difference between Basav Yayin? Meaning to say, L'chayra, it's a strange thing, right? We're being mitzar him. We're saying you can't use even warm water. And yet we say Basav Yayin. So the Gemara says, Hasam lefkuche pachte hu te'avad. In other words, meat and wine here is mutter. I don't know how to translate that, to get rid of his pachad, to get rid of his anxiety. In other words, the avel is distressed, and so they were matir him to have meat and wine to not feel such anxiety. But it's not the pshat that it's very different than, let's say, basav yayin on yantif, which is a din in simcha. Here they permitted it. That's the pashup shot. They allowed basav yayin so as to help him relieve his anxiety. And perhaps, of course, the Gos Maimonios, it's not just that they allowed it reluctantly, but they said, dafka he should. It's a mitzvah. Tenu shechar la'oved, v'yayin l'mari nefesh. We want him to be able to calm down. But it's still very different. Very different than, let's say, Basar V'yayin on Yantif. Certainly, if you think it's Marta Lasanos, like we see, we paskin, so it can't be that there's a Chiyuv Simcha, unless you're going to say it's like Rosh Hashanah or something. It's interesting, you know, we said before, Tenu Sheikh Alovei, how far does it go? to for him to drink wine. So if you look at the Beis Hillel, Sifkatan Beis, it's quoted, brought down over here in the Otzer Mefarshim, at least on my Shulchan Aruch, and the Beis Hillel in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, he says a shocking thing. The Beis Hillel says that it's mutter for a Nazir to drink wine. Ad kedei kach. In other words, Beis Hillel must have learned that there's a chiyuv de oraisa of suda, which includes yayin, or chiyuv de oraisa of yayin, like the pasuk says, snu shechar lo ved, even if it's not a pasuk in Chumash. So Yad Avram and the Shulchan Aruch matmiya that the Gemara says that a nazir can't even drink yayin shal mitzvah. So kol shekein, a nazir can't drink wine at the suda sabra. But if you look at the Gemara at the Mefarish over there, a nazir, you know, the Rashi, the pseudo Rashi, whatever you want to call it. So if you read the Gemara like the Mefarish over there, it's not a kasha, because yayin shel chova, the Gemara there says that how could a nazir be restricted in yayin shel chova? He's mushba the omid mar sinai, and therefore any wine that he is obligated to drink, at least midaraisa obligated to drink, the nazir is not excluded from. So apparently the Beis Hillel must have felt, though again, this is quite a remarkable chiddush, that there's a mitzvah de oraisa for the nazir to drink wine. Okay, certainly.
Why do you have to say that? If it could be like to relieve anxiety or something, we think that it might be a sakana or something.
Pikuach nefesh. Yeah. Well, first of all, because he quotes the pasuk. And so it doesn't sound like it's pikuach nefesh. It would be, I think it would be a very hard to permit based off of pikuach nefesh, though I guess it's also very hard to permit based off of this logic also. But it, to me, it didn't sound like that. It sounded like he was coming out the mitzvah shemo. Anyway, either way, this sheet of the Beis Hillel is quite a tamua. Perhaps this question that we have over here, is there a chiyuv suda or not, a mitzvah suda, or just nisr lachol mishalo, is tali in the machlokas between Muki Yosef and the Beis Yosef. So if you look at the Darkei Moshe, Dalid, he quotes that the Muki Yosef says that we're not maver on Shabbos because it's avelish and farhesi, as we're going to see later on. There's no avelish and farhesi on Shabbos. Beis Yosef in Simon Shin Tzadi Gimel rejects this. He says, I have two kashas on this Nemuke Yosef. Number one is that it's normal for people to bring food to somebody else on Shabbos, right? It's nothing to do with, it's not obvious, it's not available for Farhesia because people do it non-available sometimes. Sometimes like a chves, somebody is running late on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, they had a baby, and so their neighbors bring over food because they didn't have a chance to cook. So it's not avelos befarhesia. That's his first kasha. Kasha number two is that even if you're going to say that it is farhesia, the din avelos farhesia is on the avel. But here it's on the other people. The other people are not avelim, the ones that are bringing over the food. So therefore, why should it be Aser Alta Veils before Hesia? So what would the Nemuke Yosef say back? So the Nemuke Yosef would probably, perhaps he would say back that in terms of the first Kasha, maybe it is for Hesia because as we'll see later on, there are unique foods and practices associated with Niha, with Suda Savra. So, you know, I don't know, how many other times do people eat lentils? So maybe those Minhagim associated with the Suda Savra make it a farhesia. And in terms of, but it's only a din on acherim, so the Nemuke Yosef would say, no, there is a din on the avelim. In other words, havra isn't just a din on acherim, and it's not even perhaps just an iser lechol mishalal, but there's a din, like we said, of sudas havra, and that's really what their machlokes is. At least the Nemuke Yosef thinks that there's a mitzvah of Suda Safra, it's a mitzvah upon the Avelim, and ad kedei kach, that it's going to be Avelis Pifarhesia because of the practices that are done during this Suda Safra. There's similarly a machlokas, Tosfos Moikat on Chaf Amud Aleph as a machlokas, whether there's a mitzvah or a permissibility of Havra B'Regel. The case of The Nimuke Yosef and the Beis Yosef arguing about was a situation where the Kvura was sort of at the very end of the day on Friday. This is comes up a regal because you're allowed to do Kvura beregel on the first day, Aide Gayim, on the second day, Aide Yisrael. And therefore, we have the Shaila of whether there's Havra beregel or not. It's a debate in Tosfos. And again, perhaps one way to understand this debate is, like we were saying, is it a din of a Suda Savra or not? Mordechai cited in Sif Yud Aleph says that the din of Havra is a Suda Rishona Shalavelos. And therefore, if you started a Velos after Yantif, so then you do the Havra, then, now that even though the burial was 5 days earlier, let's say. Again, I think it's a little bit mashma from that it's a din of, there's a mitzvah or a din, it's one of the Nihugei Avelos, to have this Suda Savra. And therefore, whenever this first Suda of Avelos is, even if it's 5 days after the Kvura, so that's when it would apply. Beis Yosef just quotes others who disagree. Maybe that's also the issue over there. So perhaps we have a number of places where the Rishonim and the Poskim disagree about this point. And perhaps that also relates to this discussion of applying Halacha Kedivrei Meikel B'Avel as well. So the Beis Yosef says that we do apply the principle of Halacha Kedivrei Meikel B'Avel, which might suggest it's a din in Avelos. Now you could say, no, it's not a Raya, because the Iser Lechol Mishalo is a din in Avelos. But it doesn't mean that there's a din Suda. But if we look at the Taz, so the Taz writes that if people don't bring him food, let's say he lives all alone, and so nobody brings him any food. So do we say it's Iser Lechol Mishalo? So the Taz says no. In that case, he's allowed to eat Mishalo. So maybe that shows us it's not a din in Avelos, it's a din in Menachemim. But again, even that's not much of a riot. We could just say that that's because, you know, we're not going to force him to fast. But I think maybe there's a little bit of a riot from the Gra that it's not a din in Avelos. Because why does the Gra disagree with Beis Yosef? Why does the Gra say, we don't say Halacha Kedivrei Meikel B'Avel over here? Right? So maybe that's because he thinks it's not a din in Avelos. It's not a din in Avelos. And therefore, we shouldn't apply the rule of Halacha Kedivrei Meikel B'Avel.
Rabbi, is it possible that it's more meikel to prevent him from making his own food for longer?
You're saying like this. You're saying that the Iker, like we said at the beginning, the reason why it's Aser Lechol Mishalo is so that his friends help him out. So therefore, even though it is an Iser, and therefore in one sense, Kedivrei Meikel means that you're going to wait. Kedivrei Meikel means the Iser lasts for a shorter period of time. But if we look at Halacha Kedivrei Meikel in the opposite sense, in the sense as what's sort of easier for him, so it's easier for the Avel to get more food from other people. And therefore, Kedivrei Meikel would go in the other direction. Maybe. But it's still a Chiddush.
I was thinking of a different way of looking at it. The Iser to eat his own is a derivative Iser. It's not the primary Iser is on the other, as other people should help him out.
Right. The problem with that could be the logic, indeed. That's what you're saying. That could be exactly what the Gra is saying. That's what closer to what I was thinking. Indeed. The problem with that is, again, that it's formulated as an Iser, but correct. In other words, if you go back to, let's say, that Rush and say that the whole reason why there's an Iser is to force his friends to bring him things, so then that would be the case. So that's what more closer to what I had in mind. I saw after I was thinking along these lines at Rosh Schechter, in Sefer Ginas Egos, Simon Chavav, has a similar hakira to what I was thinking. The way he puts it is it a din in Suda Savra din in Dine Avelos, or is it a din in Tanchume Avelim? So first glance, I was thinking, well, where do we find Mechateisi? It's a din in Tanchumen, right? It's not formulated as a din in Tanchumen. But if we look at the Tur writes over here from Evel Rabasi, he brings down the Braisa that says, Makom Shenagu Lenachem Aveilim Bebeitim Vadashim Machilin. Makom Shenagu Lenachem Bebas V'yayim Machilin. So you see over here from that Lashon that it's a din of Nichum Aveilim. We're Menachem Aveilim Bebeitim Vadashim. Another Raya might be from Sif Yud Gimel. We say over here that the halacha is that the menachamim are botzei halachem. And we find from the Yerushalmi, that's because the pasuk says, parshat tziyon biyadeha, mepnei she'en la menachem, so it's a din in menachamim. That's another place where we see it. That's also, of course, why we have the practice at the Beis Avel to hand the bread over. And that's why the minhag is the rest of the time we don't hand the bread from hand to hand. Now, Rav Shechter said, some people bring a raya that from the halacha is that the Mishnah says that we're mevare l'kohen gadol. So that shows that there's a din of avelos for a kohen gadol because there's a din of sudas avra. So Rav Shechter said that's not a raya because maybe it's a din in tamchumen. There's nichuma, there's tamchumen for the kohen gadol. There's just no avelos. Perhaps we said before, it's not clear that there's no avelos, but you couldn't bring a raya from here. Maybe there's a raya from the fact that it's a din in tanchumen because we're mavre b'cholam ha'oed. After all, it's a mishnah, chafdalet v'nalef moed katan. Though, as we saw before, that mishnah, according to the Gaonim, might not be referring to cholam ha'oed. It might be talking about chol. That's going to depend on that child that we had before. It's our kriya b'cholam ha'oed. Maybe another raya that you see it's a din in tanchumen is from this amazing medrash that the Gra quotes. This is Grasif Katan Gimel. Remember, the Shulchan Aruch said that Nashim are Mavros as Hanashim. So what's the makor for this? So the Gra writes, he brings down a medrash in Eicha Rabasi. So the medrash is like this, Yidei Nashim Rachmanios Bishlul Yaldehem. So the medrash is bothered. Could that be true, literal? Like, did Jewish women actually kick their own children? Rav Huna, B'shem Reb Yossi Amar, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lo henichu osi lifshot yadi ba'olami. In other words, Klal Yisrael, through their righteousness, didn't allow me to take vengeance upon my world. Kesad ha'isal achas mehen kikar achas v'haya ba kedesha tochlena hi uvayla yom echad. So a couple had only enough bread for their own family, for her and her husband to eat that day. V'kevan shemes bina. The Kevin Shemes Bina Shel Shchenta Haisa Notelas Oso Hakikar Uminachama Osa Ba. So she would be Mavre, her neighbor, with that one bread when her neighbor's son died. And talking about Suda Savra. And again, this Lashon of the Medrash of being Menachema, that Suda Savra, when the neighbors give the food, that's a din of Nichol Mavelim. The Halal, and so the Pasuk says, that's Kilu Bishlu Yadeim LaMitzvah. That's the meaning of the Pasuk. So again, we find many, many sources in, not many, but a handful of sources that would seem to suggest that it's a din, at least as well, of Tanchume Avelim. Okay, so what exactly is Aser for the Avel to eat or drink, right? Let's imagine that the Avel comes back and he comes back from the Levi, very thirsty. Is he allowed to have a drink? They didn't drop off the food yet. Maybe he'll say, oh, you should drop off the food early. So I saw Rav Shechter is not so into that because maybe you could only be Mavre once they're Avel, once they're Avelim, or if you say it's a din of Nichum Avelim, like his Pshat. So there's only Nichum Avelim post-Kvura. So perhaps it's not right to drop off the food before the Kvura, because then it's Tanchumi Avelim, Bizman Shemesa Mut Lefanov. So they haven't yet dropped off the food yet. The Avel comes back. He's very thirsty. Is he allowed to take a drink? That's one Shiloh. Another Shiloh. Let's say, okay, they're Mavra with meat, like there goes Maimonides. They give him a chves, a deli platter, but they don't give mustard. So is the Avel allowed to use his own mustard from the fridge? Is that mutter? So this is Machlokas HaPoskim. The Aruch HaShulchan says the only thing that's aser is lechem, like the Pasuk says, lechem anashim loy seichel. So you can't eat your own bread. But certainly if you want to drink your own water or use your own mustard, that would be mutter. Gezer Shulchan Aruch says everything is aser. Everything. That's also the Pesach of the Badi HaShulchan. Water's aser, mustard's aser, everything's aser. The Divrei Malkiel, somewhere in between. Also, this is the Pesach of Rav Avadia, says that ochel's aser, but drinks are mutter. Okay? We don't say shtia b'chalal achila. So even if it can be machmir, like the Kisser Shulchan Aruch, like the Badi HaShulchan, it could be machmir, let's say even for water, l'chayra we could apply the Taz, which is you don't have to mitzari yourself for this, right? The Taz says if the neighbors don't drop off food, so you don't have to fast. And likewise, if you're thirsty and they didn't give you water, right? Maybe they brought over all this other food, but they forgot to give you a drink. So then you out the Taz, it would be mutter. Now there's a interesting shiloh that Rav Moshe was asked. Rav Moshe, this is Igros Moshe, Yardei Chelk Bei Simen Kuf Samaches. He was asked the following shiloh, saying, one second, this idea, which is very common, is, you know, that the neighbors or the shul or the sisterhood or whoever it is, they drop off a platter of food, whatever the platter of food is. So it should be aser for two reasons. Number one, he says, this should be aser out Shela Shalom. And he says, especially because the minhag is to send the whole shiva, right? Even though really it's only a din of the first day or the first suda, but already the Beis Yosef brings down that the minhag is to give the whole shiva, right? Because otherwise they're going to have to get food, and we don't want the Avelim to have to leave their house and worry about food and worry about preparing the food, et cetera, et cetera. So the minhag is that oftentimes the much food is dropped off. So agav, I saw a shaila. There are those that have the minhag not to take away anything from a Beis Avel. So the question, I think I saw this in Rav Simcha Bonim Kohn Sefer. So he declared a lot of times, and I've seen this all the time, they like give away, there's much more food that's needed than is needed is dropped off at the Beis Avel, which is good. You don't want to be stingy. You don't want them to not have enough. So, but sometimes when that happens, as a result of that, much too much is dropped off. Is it mutter to take the food from the Beis Avel? So he says, it's pashat, that even if you have this minhag of not taking anything from the Beis Avel, if it would otherwise lead to bal tashchis, it's mutter. So anyway, so the shoel to Rav Moshe was asked, it should be aser to drop off these food platters for two reasons. Number one, al tshe'el shalom. We're going to see a little bit later on that there are some who hold that part of the restriction of tshe'el shalom is giving gifts. There's a big shaila by Mishloach Manos. And we assume, generally speaking, for you shouldn't give Mishloach Manos to a Avel for this reason. So if it's aser to drop off a chves, a deli platter on Purim, even the Makom Mitzvah, so who adin, it should be aser to drop off a deli platter to the base Avel. And then he says, the Shul said, and also should be aser, chukasakum. I guess, I'm not sure. The guy must do this. And therefore the shul thought it should be aser. So Moshe says, no, you're totally off on both accounts. In terms of the shaila of Shel Shalom, he says, no, it all depends on the context. So when it's at a base Avel, it's not about Shel Shalom. It's about Nichum Avelim. And it's about Avelos. Adarabba, we saw that some Rishonim even hold that you're not allowed to have the Suda Sefer on Shabbos, Nebuki Yosef. Meaning to say, it's contextual. So yeah, it might be the same, very same deli platter if you drop it off on Purim, it's aser. If you drop it off when he's sitting Sheva, it's mutter. Because in one context, it's a din of Avelos, and it's a din in Nichum, Akim of Nichum Avelos. In the other context, it's Shel Shalom. So it all depends on the context. That's Rav Moshe. In terms of the issue of Chukos Hakam, he says, nah, it's mutter. Why? So this brings us back to a Chazar from last summer. He says, first of all, it's not pritzos. And second of all, it's not a chok b'lay tam. There's a reason for this. So so therefore, at least the criteria of the Ramah are met. And therefore, it doesn't matter that the guy do it. It would still not be aser al Chukos Hakam. Okay, another halach that comes up in our siman, Sif Zayin, is Ein Omrim Shmua Ve'agada Bebeis Avel. So the kasha here is that B'lav Hachi, there's an Isser of Talmud Torah. So why is there this additional din of Ein Omrim Shmua Ve'agada Bebeis Avel? So the Beis Yosef in Siman Shin Dalad Mem addresses this, and he quotes in the Ramban two different reasons. Number one is it's telling you about Shabbos. So even though there's no Avelos in Shabbos, still this din of Ein Omrim Shmua Ve'agada Bebeis Avel applies. Number two is it's actually this din of Ein Omrim Shmua Ve'agada Bebeis Avel is going back on to Reisha. Earlier over there, it talks about Chacham Shemes, that base midrash Obato. And it's in that context of Bittul Beis Medrash Gabe Chacham Shemes that we say this halacha. Now, what's interesting is the way it's brought down over here in the Shulchan Aruch, it really doesn't sound like either of those answers. It sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is not accepting either of those because it's not stated in the context of Shabbos, and it's certainly not stated in the context of Beis Medrash Batel. Sounds like then that what is this din? So it sounds like the reason for this din is even upon the other people who are not usher in Talmud Torah, like the visitors to the Beis Avel, still, there's a din in the Beis Avel that Ein Omrim Shmua Ve'agada Bebeis Avel. And that's why it's brought over here amongst the halachos of Beis Avel, right? The context over here, we're talking about Marbitzim and Mechabdin Bebeis Avel. And we say over here, you know, there's certain, there's a tzura of the Beis Avel. So we say over here, it's okay. It's okay for the Beis Avel to be clean. And but you shouldn't bring perfume into the Beis Avel, and you shouldn't start doing mugmar in the Beis Avel. And also, Shmua Ve'agada is aser in the Beis Avel. So at least over here, the way the Shulchan Aruch seems to indicate is that the idea of this halacha is it goes against the tzura of the Beis Avel. And as such, certainly, I think we mentioned this last time, you see from here, it's inappropriate to start like having light conversations or joking around. If we don't allow Shmua and Agada, so kol shekein that. Indeed, the body of Shulchan over here, Sif Katan Nun Aleph, is medayik from the Lashon Mechaber. The Mechaber doesn't just say Ein Omrim Shmua Ve'Agada Ve'Beis Avel, but it says El Yoshvim V'Domimim. Now, domimim doesn't mean it's entirely quiet. It means that if you don't have anything appropriate to say, so sit quietly. That's not the time to say Shmua Ve'Agada, and certainly not to talk about other random topics. Okay, again, we have to balance that with the mitzvah of being Menachem Aveilim, but this is something that certainly has to be kept in mind. And it should be understood along the lines of the Din of Shalom. We'll get to this a little later, but there's a Din of Shalom also in the Beis Avel. And that's true even with respect to people that aren't Noheg on Yehugi Avelos. You know, it always happens that you're at a Beis Avel and you see someone that you haven't seen for like such a long time. So really, I think the better thing to do if you want to catch up with them is to wait till they leave. And then, you know, outside the Beis Avel, then you could catch up and give them a hug and see how they're doing because you haven't seen them for 10 years. But in the Beis Avel, we have to make sure that we don't go against that surah. Now, the shaila everybody asks over here is, what about the minhag? The minhag is, everybody knows, you learn Mishnayos in the Beis Avel. And oftentimes, between Mincha and Ma'ariv, they ask the rabbi, please, you know, learn Mishnayos. And they'll learn, you know, Mishnayos from Mikvos, Osios Nishama. They'll take a Mishnah from the every letter of the name of the Avel, right? All these minhagim. So l'chaira, these are absolutely wrong. It's against the halacha. So the poskim are very troubled by why people might do this, since l'choritz, it is wrong. The Aruch HaShulchan says, well, it must be that we rely on one of the answers of the Ramban. If you remember, one of the answers of the Ramban, quoted by the Beis Yosef in Siman Shin Mem Daled, was that this is a din in Chacham Shemes Beis Midrash Obato. But it's not a general rule in the Beis Avel. So if that's true, Now it's against, like we said, it's against the Pashtus and the Shulchan Aruch. It also, even if you thought that was true, in other words, you're going to say that's the, we accept that understanding of the halacha and not like this simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch right here, there's still an issue that the Avel can't hear Torah. So, okay, so you'll throw the Avel out, but that's not so nice either. The Rashash writes a different yeshiv for the Minhag. He writes that maybe the pshat is that we don't paskin like this halacha. We follow the via Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, who says you are allowed to say Shmua Vagada in the Beis Avel. And since we paskin halacha k'divrei HaMeikel ba'Avel, so that's the view we'd accept. Again, though, it's against the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch over here comes out l'chumra neshayla, and maybe because it's not a din in Avelos, it's a din in the Beis Avel. I'm not sure. So another yeshuv that's cited, the Imre Baruch, it's cited by the Badi HaShulchan in Sifkat Adun and of Aleph, says, well, maybe we could be melamed tzchus, that since the Mishnayos are being studied for Kavod Ha'avel, that's why you're going to use his Rashi Tevos or the like, l'tzchus, so therefore it's going to be okay, you know. Along the lines, though not identical to the idea that we saw, that there are some that are makel to allow saying Tehillim by the Nifter, by the Nifter, even though really it shouldn't be right, since it's Le'ilui Nishmaso, it's okay. And maybe here too, it's okay, Le'ilui Nishmaso. Again, this still would not allow for the Avel to listen in. So the Avel would have to make sure that he's not paying attention, or he leaves the room or something, which again doesn't seem so appropriate either. So the Pasha Pshat is that this isn't the right thing to do. That's the Pasha Pshat. So what do you do if you're a rabbi and you're asked to say something? So what Rabbi Willig does is he says, Pirkei Avos, because he finds, I guess, Mishnayos that are Moser, right? So you talk about, you know, there are three things that if you think about, you'll not come to Chet. That you're going to become a Rima V'Toleya. You talk about things like that. So those types of things, which are not things that are joyous and that adirabah, they help emphasize the avoda of Avelos, which we've seen is an avoda of tshuva. So they inspire tshuva, so that would not be a violation of this din. That's, I think, what Rabbi Willig thinks.
Question?
There are those, just before you get to your question, I don't want to be dismissive of this practice. There are great people who do think it's a good practice about this minug, the Kisser Shulchan Aruch. Reish Zayin Oshei writes about this minug of learning Mishnayos Matol, Lilmod, Latikun, HaNeshama. And they say over that the Nesivas HaMishpat instructed that that they do this. So there are those that are that not only permit this but encourage it. Though again, the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch would imply that it's inappropriate. Yes, Moshe.
The halakh is worded by saying Shmua and Agalata are forbidden. It doesn't say Talmud Torah.
Yeah, so I was wondering about that.
What is Shmuel?
I was exactly wondering about that. What does it include? I thought maybe it's Dafka like Agada, that's Moshe Chasalev, and that's the problem. The Meiri, though, says explicitly not that way. The Meiri writes that it includes halacha as well. Shmuel means traditions, meaning to say all of our Torah, hopefully, is Begadir Shmuel. All of our halacha is Shmuel. Shmuel are that which we've received and are therefore transmitting. But yeah, I had that sad also, but that doesn't seem to be correct. Okay. Rosh Hashanah writes, it's much a lahara b'divrei Torah, because again, we're not talking about, we'll talk about for the Avel to be mahara, that's a different story, but for the people visiting the house, people making a shiva call, so while it's wrong for them to say Divrei Torah, they could be Mahara B'Divrei Torah. Fine. Um, So the Shulchan Aruch over here talks about the various different foods that you should use for the Sudas Havra. As I mentioned before, it's Machok Saposkem to Dafka. Some Poskem say you need bread Dafka. The Badei Shulchan brings that down from the Zera Emes. It's a Suda, so you need Dafka bread. He argues maybe that's Mashwelsa the Shartzion on the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Siman Tafayin Aleph. And I think they say over from Rav Shachter that Rav Shachter is makbid that it dafka be bread and preferably also having meat and wine, at least it like that Hagos Maimonios and the like. Fine. Okay. Let's just do quickly Siman Shinayin Tes, and then we'll stop for us today. So Shin Ayin Tes is Birkas HaMazon Beveis Avel. So the Gemara Brachos on Daf Mem Vav on the base tells us that in the Bracha of HaTov VeHameitiv, the fourth Bracha of Birkas HaMazon, you change the Lashon of the Bracha. What do you say? HaTov VeHameitiv Kelem Es Dain Emes, and there's the whole Lashon, and with the Bakasha Hu Yigdor Apirtz Azos Me'aleinu Me'al Avel Azos L'chaim L'shalom. And this din is paskin by all the poskim. It's paskin in the Rambam, in the Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch. And it's in the din of the Gemara. There's no machlokas about it. There's machlokas in the Gemara, whether you just say Dayan MS or you say also a Tov HaMeitiv in Dayan MS. Actually, that might not be the way. But Lamaisa, everybody paskins that you say this. All the poskim. In which case, it's really a pella that nobody does this, right? Nobody does this. So we're going to see that there's some other changes to Birkas HaMazon in Sif Beis and Sif Gimel that are also not practiced nowadays. But those are, the truth is, a little less problematic because about those we could say that they're not Dina de Gemara. These seem to have been Hosafos that must have come around during the days of the Gaonim. And so, okay, so that's Begeder Minug. So the Minug sort of dissolved, right? So in Sif Beis, to say Nachim Hashem Elokeinu Sabli Yitzhenu Yerushalayim by the third bracha, things like that. Okay. And to be Hosein Barcha Hashem Nachim Tzion Bevinin Yerushalayim. So maybe the fact that we don't do those dinim is a little less troubling because they're not in the Gemara. But certainly the din of modifying the Brach Vatova Meitiv is very shocking that we don't do it because it's in the Gemara, it's in the Rambam, it's in the Shulchan Aruch. Why don't we do it? So the only allusion to this on the page of the Shulchan Aruch that I found is in the Baragoyla. It's, you know, there's like a little asterisk that sends you to this. And he writes that we're choshesh for the opinion that we only do this be'asara. And generally speaking, there isn't a minion. So this is surprising. First of all, that view is not, it's against the Shulchan Aruch. It's not cited on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. And even then, at least if there's a minion, you should say it, right? That wouldn't be a basis to never say it. So it's quite mysterious why it is not stated at all. Very hard to understand. I saw that Reb Simcha Bunim Kohn and writes that you don't say it. The only din change in Birkas HaMazon that he brings down in his Sefer is the Yesh Omrim in Sif Gimel that you say when you have a Zimun, Nevarech Menachem Abelim Shechan Mishalah, or if there's a Minyan, Nevarech Elokeinu Menachem Tzion Shechan Mishalah. But the other dinim, including the din of the Gemara, he doesn't even cite it all. And in the footnote, he says, why didn't I bring this down? Because the Gesh of Achayim Perek Chaf says that Shar Hoysafa is like Nahagu Hayom. So it's very schwer. I don't know. I think I remember hearing, to verify this, both in the name of Schachter and Rev Willig, that we would say these. There's no reason why you wouldn't follow the din of the Gemara here. But tzarich in about this lemaisa. At least, I don't know. I have to figure this out. There's a short Pesach Tshuva over here, Sif Katan Aleph brings down that the Avel should lead the Zimun Toch Shiva because it's Mesa Berosh. There's no Chiv after Shiva, but there's a Minig Yafa, which is brought down from others, including the Ivets, that it's nice for the Avel to lead the Zimun for all 12 months. It's somehow or another a special schus for the neshama, maybe similar to Kaddish. And some people are machmir about that. Sifei, we have the idea that an avel is mitzari for tefillah and the zimun, whether it's for 3 or for 10. And the Shach writes, Sif Katan Vav, that is with the exception of Suda Savra, whereas Eino Ochel Mishalo, he's not going to be mitzari. Take a look at the Dagomir Vava and the like. Now, I just want to, in the remaining 5 minutes that we have, talk about a very fascinating machlokes rishonim over here about the exact nusach and the bracha that is said at the Beis Avel, the bracha of Hatova Meitiv. So what is this machlokes? So the machlokes is like this. Do we say the lashon of lokeach nefashes b'mishpat? So one of the things that's added to this bracha in the Gemara is that you say, Lokech nefashus b'mishpat. However, the Bahag, which is cited by Tosfos in Brachos on the 7th Perek, as well as the Rif and the Rambam, all say that this line of Lokech nefashus b'mishpat should be omitted. Why? Because the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Hei Mabei, says there's misa b'lechet. So there's machlokas over there, whether there's misa b'lechet, and whether there's Yisurin Belochet. And the Gemara seems to conclude that, yes, there's such a thing as Misa Belochet. And therefore, since there's such a thing as Misa Belochet, we should omit the line of Lokeach Nefashos B'Mishpat. That's what all these Rishonim say. Because Rav Ami says there isn't, but there's a Tiyufta against Rav Ami. The Gemara concludes, Tiyufta, Rav Ami, Tiyufta. And therefore, since there's Misa Belochet, even if it's extraordinarily rare, so therefore this line should be omitted. Now I had a small ha'ara, which is very interesting. We talked about this in Friday Shirim, but the Rambam in Mar Nevuchim Chela Gimel Perek Yud Zayin says explicitly Ein Misa B'Lochet. Why? It contradicts divine justice. How could you possibly say there's Misa B'Lochet? There's Yisurim B'Lochavon. And he says, but the Gemara concludes that Rav Ami is wrong. That Gemara is a das yachid. This is a move that the Rambam makes on several occasions in Mar Nevuchim. So that's it's wrong. If you take a look at Miri over there, he also learns like the Rambam. And he writes, what about this Gemara? He says, you don't build a whole philosophy over one makor. You have to sort of look at Chazal more broadly, Torah more broadly. And indeed, the Rambam points out, look how many psukim emphasize divine justice and how many Mamari Chazal emphasize divine justice. And therefore, we don't accept that. And there are Gemaras, Psachim, Kuf Yud Ches, Bava Kama, Nun Amud Aleph. So anyway, so I thought it would really be a gishmak that, so the Rambam could have brought a makor that we really paskin again, like Rav Ami, that Ein Misa B'Lochet from this Gemara, because this Gemara says Lokech Nefashos B'Mishpat, which tells us Ein Misa B'Lochet. But ironically enough, even though that's what the Rambam writes in Mar Nevuchim, he also writes the same thing in one of his Igros, he takes out the line because Rav Ami is Nifrach. So I think we might say, though this is another broader conversation, I guess we'll have to leave it for Fort Lee, but one of the places where the Rambam really takes a different approach in Mar Nevuchim than he does in Mishneh Torah. Now, what about those who do have this nusach, right? Is it pshat that they learn like the Rambam, that we paskin like Rav Ami? So here, if you look at the Mefarshim, they basically says, no, that is not the pshat. They say the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a cheshben. Look at the Karban Nisanal, and I think the Prisha brought it down, Rabbeinu Yonah. And they all say, no, look at that when it says lokech nefashos b'mishpat, it means that ultimately there is justice and there's a cheshben. And even though there's a possibility of misul ochet, that doesn't contradict the idea of lokech nefashos b'mishpat. And therefore, it's appropriate to say that nusach. And that seems to be what the Ramah thinks we should do. So the Mechaber over here seems to omit it. Kedarko following the Rambam and the Rif. And the Ramah over here has it. He says you should say lokech nefashos b'mishpat. Okay, more to say, but I think we should stop over here. Baz Hashem will pick up after Yantif with Simon Shinpei, the Isser Milacha. We'll do that Be'ezras Hashem on Sunday. Sunday, I think I'm probably going to be over Zoom, and then Monday we'll be in person, and we will do Shinpei Aleph. I think, well, maybe we'll see. We'll see if we can manage to do all of Simon Shinpei on Sunday. If not, we'll do. We'll finish Shinpei and do Shinpei Aleph on Monday. And Be'ezras Hashem, we're going to keep on moving and try to get as much as we could do. Okay, everyone should have a good Yantif. And Be'ezras Hashem will pick up after Yantif.
Yantif.
Thank you.
Yantif.
Yantif. Quick question?
Yeah, quick.
The problem about lokech nefashos b'mishpat implies that misa is always a punishment. If you don't soon have that assumption, then
That's exactly what Rabbeinu Yonah says to defend those who recite it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Shkayach.
Okay. Have a good Yom Tov.
You too.